This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 9, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Friday's deadline came and went. A group of reformers did not get the resignation of all directors of the National Association of Flight Instructors as demanded. And so on Saturday, the group took steps to officially form SAFE, S-A-F-E, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. SAFE Interim Working Group spokesman Doug Stewart says the group's name, quote, garnered 69% of the vote. As for accepting the bylaws, they were accepted by the membership with 82 voting yes and only 2 voting no, unquote. Stewart says organizers are filing for incorporation, taking nominations for directors' positions, opening a bank account, soliciting sponsors, and planning meetings. The first will be held in Atlanta on February 26th. He promises that SAFE will be all that TBO NAFI found lacking in NAFI. Quote, an organization that is member-centric, transparent, forward-thinking. An organization that has strong positive leadership. An organization that will be capable of keeping step with the fast-moving changes in today's flight instruction world. And an organization that you will be proud to belong to, unquote. Cirrus Design Corporation has told its employees that continued sluggish sales will mean the company will schedule fewer production days, but says it hopes to avoid any more layoffs. Ian Bentley, Cirrus's Vice President of Products and Services, told the Duluth News Tribune, quote, we will need to tune our production rate down to the level of demand, but we expect this to be a relatively short-term thing. We already see signs that our order pipeline is starting to fill. It's just filling up slower than we had hoped, unquote. Bentley said there has been an uptick in marketing response, an encouraging sign in view of sagging sales numbers, increased by the company's recent introduction of new features and options. A new marketing initiative called Flying 2.0, which promotes flying your own plane versus commercial airline travel, is also credited with boosting interest. The recession has been a particularly ugly thing in Wichita, Kansas, with multiple rounds of aerospace manufacturer layoffs. There's finally some good news to report. On Friday, Wichita State's National Institute for Aviation Research announced it's been contracted to conduct structural testing and certification for the new Learjet 85 mid-sized business jet. This is a multi-year contract worth between $10 and $20 million. Ralph Axe, VP for the Learjet 85 project, commented, quote, this new partnership will strengthen this relationship and supports the plan to make the Learjet 85 a technologically advanced aircraft, unquote. The announcement is the first major status update on the Learjet 85 since last fall, when Grobe Aerospace, subcontracted by Bombardier to do much of the prototyping, declared bankruptcy. Despite the issue with Grobe, Bombardier still officially plans to deliver the first customer Learjet 85 to Flexjet in late 2012. Add 3 more days, at least, to NASA's time frame for the upcoming launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery. An ongoing review of the Space Shuttle's flow control valves has prompted managers to delay the STS-119 mission until at least February 22nd. The mission will include the delivery of the S-6 truss segment and final set of power-generating solar arrays to the International Space Station. The next review of the timetable is set for this Friday. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A chartered Embraer is down in the Amazon. The APA sounds like it might be ready for a return of ASAP. And could things really get any worse for Marcus Schrenker? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses what he's learned in the year since he took the dare of his critics and opened his own flight school. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.